Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 654 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Andrea, but before we get to her question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, making it super easy for all of us to manage our business finances, especially if you're doing any invoicing. If you do any invoicing, you know what it's like to craft that invoice, send it out, and just kind of wait to get paid. Well, with FreshBooks, you can craft a very professional-looking invoice in about 30 seconds. And boom, you send it out. And I've been on the receiving end of those FreshBooks invoices too. And bam, it just makes it really easy for me to pay you. So if you want to get the best invoicing software out there, plus a way to keep track of your income and your expenses and all that kind of stuff, and you can even do that automatically through connecting to your credit cards and all that stuff to keep track of your expenses, it's great. Check it out, freshbooks.com/askpat for a 30-day free trial. Again, that's freshbooks.com/askpat, and make sure you put Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now let's get to today's question from Andrea.
Hey, Pat, it's Andrea Olson from Go Diaper Free. I was just wondering, what is the best way to do a weekly Q&A for a course that you're running on an evergreen basis? So my coach course, I'm turning into an evergreen program, and I just wanted to know, what is the best technology to use for my weekly 30-minute Q&A? Thanks so much.
Hey, Andrea, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. I think the best software you could use, which is not the most inexpensive, would be GoToWebinar, because with GoToWebinar, you can create what's called a recurring webinar, which you can set it to come out every single week, which for people who are already subscribed to that recurring webinar, they would get those emails, they would get those reminders all automatically, which is great. And for those who are just joining the program, they can click on a link to register for that. And you can just say on that page or in your email follow-ups after they purchase or whatnot, that happens every week. Hopefully you would want it to be every single week or every single month or whatever frequency you choose, as long as it's consistent. I think that's what would make this recurring webinar thing work and work for you, obviously, and work for everybody else too, because it's evergreen. And so you would just say, okay, we're doing a webinar every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific. And for those who have just purchased, here's a link to sign up for the recurring Q&A that happens every Monday that is live at 4 p.m. on Mondays. And so that's how it would work. And they sign in, they register, or you can, I think there's a way to have it automatically register actually using some additional tools beyond that. But that's how it would work. But I would say that GoToWebinar is quite expensive, especially once you get into the cap limit at 1,000. You might be paying hundreds of dollars a month just for that. Now, you might have less than that, and it might work out economically for you. Now, there are other webinar softwares out there that can do similar things, but they just don't work quite as well on the recurring webinar stuff. The webinar software I typically recommend nowadays is WebinarNinja.co. It's actually a discount code, Pat Flynn, if you wanted to use it. But the recurring webinar technology with Webinar Ninja. That's like the only thing that I feel is missing about that particular piece of software is the recurring webinars, the ones that happen every single week at the same exact time, and doing that registering thing like I talked about. People will still have to register for each separate one, which is not good. You don't want to do that. And so if you're going to do that recurring webinar for your coaching, I wouldn't use GoToWebinar. Now, if you want the cheap version, which can still work very, very well, is I would have a link, a private link that you would share just for these members who are in your program and share again just for people who have purchased. Now, they don't have to necessarily register for it, but what you could do is you could set up a pretty link. So I know you're in WordPress, or I believe you are, and a pretty link might direct to yourwebsite.com/coaching call. And everybody would just know based on the emails and the messaging that it's at Mondays at 4 p.m. And you can have autoresponders send out, I guess, if you wanted to, or you can send your own broadcast out a day before that happens, or have your assistant do that to kind of get that. That's, again, the nice thing about GoToWebinar is they have all those emails in preparation before the webinar to get people to actually come on the webinar. But you'd have to do that a little bit more manually yourself this way. But that link that they click on would then take them to a Google Hangout that you would then, before you set it up, you would just change in pretty links every single week. So the link would be the same for everybody, but the link for you would be different. So you would just set it to, you would update the link in pretty links so that the link that they have to click on is the same, but the link to the new Google Hangout where you're going to be at is going to be different. But they wouldn't know. They're not going to know at all. And you know, what's cool about Google Hangouts is it's more about your face and your face on the camera, which is great for coaching calls. You can field questions a little bit differently. There's a little bit more of a public community question and answer sort of situation going on there. You can highlight the questions that you're using or that you're answering for everybody. And that's nicer than Google or GoToWebinar's sort of Q&A feature, which is... And I'm not sure if you've used it before, but it's a separate box and people don't get to see each other's questions. So you'd have to be there and it's a separate box and you'd have to kind of field those questions yourself or have an assistant do that. There's other pieces of software you could do where you can do private events. There's blab.im, I think, but that one is kind of dying out. There's another one that's like it that I found recently that is very intriguing, which is Huzza. So HUZZA.io, and for a relatively smaller monthly fee, you can get those private sort of calls. And what's nice about that is you can actually get up to four people live at the same time, and there's a nice-looking chat feature there too. So that could be an option too, so HUZZA. So those are kind of three different levels, three different options for you, and hopefully one of those makes sense for you, Andrea. So best of luck to you. I think an evergreen course with the accessibility to you on top is a great idea. I hope you're charging quite a lot for that, because accessibility to you should be something worth a lot, because your time is worth a lot for sure. So Andrea, best of luck. Thank you so much. I'm going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, you know what to do. All you have to do is go to askpat.com, hit the red record button, and ask your question. Please keep asking questions, because this show wouldn't exist without you. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Christopher Penn. He says, "Find your spirit and no challenge will keep you from achieving your goals." Got to find your spirit. And also, if you want to check out FreshBooks for 30 days for free, freshbooks.com/askpat. Make sure you put Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.